Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Go to waste. So dang disgusting, I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, if you ask me where I come
from. Infuriates me. Just infuriates me.
Here's what
the people who jump on something as horrific as 19 children slaughtered in a fourth grade classroom and two teachers to advance the political cause to say, now can we have gun control? Now can we blame the metal object? It's unbelievable.
It is.
It is a crisis of the heart. It's not a crisis of guns. And it is no easy fix. There's no easy fix. Short term, fortify the schools.
It's a crisis of evil, Scotty. Quite simply, it's evil. It's the devil.
That's the software.
Right.
As Phil Parker said.
Bingo, yes. That's a great point.
That's the software. And it is the problem. Fatherless homes are the problem.
Absolutely.
The quest to have more.
Politicians are saying politicians are the problem.
Well, yeah, because we don't do something. Wow.
I mean, let's politicize that. I don't think politics had anything to do with an elementary school shooting. Sorry.
Chris Murphy, a senator from Connecticut, couldn't wait to get to the Senate floor yesterday to shout this. Just shouting up and down. When are we doing something? What are we doing? Joe Biden says, for the love of God, do something. What have you done, Joe Biden? You've been in the U.S. Senate since the 70s, vice president for 8 years, president for two disastrous years. What have you done?
Kamala Harris said, leadership needs to, I'm like, you're vice president. You're part of leadership. Then do something.
So very sad. It is. We welcome to the program Congressman Kelly Armstrong. I guarantee you he and others are going to have to erect a firewall against stupidity now of people who are using this tragedy. It is awful. Kelly has young children. I had a Facebook memory post pop up yesterday. My daughter in sixth grade, you know, and I thought of that all day yesterday. I remember fourth grade, Mrs. Tuve, Ramsey Elementary School, Montevideo, Minnesota. The innocence, unbelievable. And we have 19 fourth graders dead at the hands of a cold-hearted 18-year-old who kills his grandma,
kills his grandma,
heads on over to the school and opens up fires. Unbelievable.
Evil lunatic.
Congressman Armstrong, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us on this tragic day, sad day.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I mean, it's absolutely gut-wrenching. You said at 19, two adults plus the shooter, and hopefully that's it. But there are still people in surgery. There are still a lot of different issues going on. So it's, it just happened. We're trying to figure out what happened, but I was helping my daughter work on her eighth grade speech. She's speaking because she's graduating yesterday, and the juxtaposition of what's going on personally in our family and with just how you feel for anybody involved in any of that is just unbelievably tragic. So I actually steered clear of the political rhetoric last night. I wasn't in the mood for it. I could probably write it down verbatim, so I don't think I needed to see a repeat of how that all goes. So.
Yeah. No, it is so predictable. That's a sad thing. And I remember when this started, in my mind at least. I've been doing talk radio since 1986, proving I'm a dinosaur. But I remember early in the 90s, bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building. And that was a time that then-President Clinton decided to blame talk radio and Rush Limbaugh for, you know, Timothy McVeigh, which was insane. But, you know, that narrative started about 2 weeks after the event. Now we literally have people on the floor of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. You have the speaker, you have the president who rush to cameras when they're still, for crying out loud, families don't know whether or not they have a child alive or not. I mean, it just, to me, sickens me to the core.
Well, and that's, I think, what my number one, and I know sometimes even you guys have been frustrated with me when we have some of these breaking news. It's okay for the president to give a speech. It's not okay to give the speech today. We don't know what happened. We don't know if any, regardless of where you fall on this debate, and I think people are pretty clear, I hope at this point in my political career, people are pretty clear where I'm at, but we don't know if any of these laws would actually stop this. I mean, I hate to do this until I've seen everything, but it sounds like, I mean, you talk about universal background checks or all of those things. It sounds like he bought the guns legally at a store, which means he had the background check.
He did.
So I don't know how, I mean, it's like, so you're pushing a bill that wouldn't have affected this outcome. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't address some of these things and have some of those conversations. It just means why it's, anything that any of the, my understanding of how this occurred, anything about the two background checks that the Democrats passed through the House that are sitting in the Senate would have had absolutely zero impact on this event under the facts as we know them now.
Kelly, with that said, I just have a quick
24 hours.
Yeah. Well, with that said, why don't you or someone bring a bill, the Secure Our Schools bill? Two armed officers every school, harden every target, make sure entrances and accesses are secured and locked down. Why hasn't that been done? I mean, that's the simple answer right now.
Sure, I suppose that's the simple answer if you believe the federal government should be involved in every school and making decisions on the difference between a school built 150 years ago in Mott, North Dakota, and a brand new school built in West Fargo, North Dakota. I mean, we did things like this at the state legislature. We worked toward security and doing those issues. But those are, this is functionally, I think, a problem with what has gone on. And by the way, this is a Republican and Democratic problem. D.C. is not the solution for everything. More importantly, we're very, very bad at it. And how you deal with these types of issues have to be determined at the local level. And there are tools. What we can do is decrease the barriers and decrease the regulations from local school districts being able to do this stuff and have those conversations in local communities and at the state legislature. This is, I mean, I think there are real answers to how you can harden facilities and how you can deal with it. But the other answer is it's not a D.C. one-size-fits-all problem, and they'll do it terribly.
Does the TSA work for the federal government? Does the TSA work for the federal government? Does the TSA answer to the federal government?
100%.
Okay, then why can't the whatever entity secures our schools answer to the federal government?
They can. I wouldn't support it. I'm just serious. I wouldn't support that much federal. I think there's too much federal involvement in local schools anyway.
What about finding the money and giving the state the block grants so the states can handle themselves?
So there's a certain amount of that I think is okay. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The problem is, and listen, and education is, I mean, we watched a governor's election in a very different equation. We watched four school board members get thrown out in San Francisco. We watched it happen in Dallas. You have to be, I mean, whether it's this incident, which is unbelievably tragic, or anything else, I'm just telling you, I have a very, very large skepticism to having the federal government involved in elementary schools in North Dakota.
Andrew in the Jamestown.
If you can do a block grant program without any strings attached, would be the first block grant program in the history of Congress that didn't have any strings attached.
Well, but by the way,
conversation.
By the way, a lot of these schools got COVID money they didn't need, and one of the approved uses was fortifying their schools. So I don't think this is a money problem. I think this is a common sense problem. And I'm kind of with Kelly. I think this should be about moms and dads at school boards caring enough about their kids. And I think also, by the way, moms and dads thinking, do I need to be a little more present for my kids? How many fatherless homes produce a product like this particular individual? I don't know enough about his own case, but I'm telling you, that's where I get back to the crisis of the heart. In the meantime, you're right.
Yeah.
We got to prevent this happening somehow, but I'd love it to happen in a volunteer. I bet if you ask for a nationwide volunteer program to staff schools with people equipped to carry and to be guardians,
bingo,
you'd probably take care of
it. Not a problem.
Without zillions of dollars, you know?
Yeah, and just so everyone's clear, former Sheriff Rutherford has a bill, a narrowly tailored bill to provide block grants and security for schools, and we have supported that. The problem is you get into these scenarios where it doesn't particularly, if you can't get it there where the schools have local control and deal with it, and the local control, by the way, is not an ideological thing. It's operational. The size of the school, the year the school was built, the number of students that are there, where parking is, where these things exist is very, very different depending on where you're at.
Your calls, questions, comments.
You cannot have the federal government dictating what can be built, how this can be built, how it happens, because they're not going to come out and visit every school, and they're going to do it in a way where, again, you're spending money inefficiently and you're not doing the things that would work to do this.
My biggest worry right now is that the Herculean effort is going to be to stop really bad, stupid stuff as a result of this, and this is a key liberal issue. They're going to use this for everything it's worth. You watch. We've seen this movie before after Columbine. Andrew in Jamestown. When we come back for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who joins us on the program today, call us at 258-0550 for your reaction to this, your solutions to this, anything on your mind. Let us know on what's on your mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Putflitch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 2022 Cadillac Escalade, our deal today. Woo! This baby will turn some heads. It's only got 4,000 miles on it. Essentially new when you can't get new. 6.2 liter V8, brand new. Exterior is black with jet black interior. It's loaded up with all the features, backup camera, heated seats, hands-free liftgate, so much more. It's an Escalade, after all. It's loaded.
$99 a month?
It was $101,000. That's what the price tag would be on this baby. Now it's $100 even. It's a pre-owned 2022 Cadillac Escalade with only 4,000 miles on it. This thing's like new.
That's a rock star car, I call it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what LeBron and the boys roll up in.
And the grill on it just says Rockstar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Puklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy and Bismarck. Puklich, Buick, GMC, Valley City. This is at the Valley City store. Tell them Scott sent you. Andrew in Jamestown for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Andrew.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm a great admirer of Scott Hennin and Scott and Kevin and anybody who serves at the level they serve, like Congressman Kelly. But I got to tell you, I think it's kind of egregious to make the comment that fatherless kids, homeless kids, whatever, are a point of contention for being part of the problem. I think that's just kind of across the board. Scott, a little over the top. But I get you were trying to make a point. I guess my big thing is that I don't want to have what we've done so far and stand over the graves of 19 babies and hopping up and down about what we should do. And I think that's what you were trying to convey a little bit earlier. I think it's ridiculous that we would stand over graves and holler about what we should do now when we've gotten this far into the problem. It's not an overnight solution. And I personally, when the whole Sky Marshal thing came up a few years back, another one of those hot topics that we seem to debate about for a while, shooting these airports and airplanes and all that sort of stuff, it just seems to me like that still hasn't necessarily been one of those things that's ever really been addressed. So I guess putting guns putting guns in teachers' hands doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I understand that's what the Second Amendment's about, but again, I think sometimes people get a little screwed on exactly what the Second Amendment was written for. That's just my opinion.
Thanks, Andrew. Congressman Armstrong, if we're talking about legislation, how about a moratorium on saying anything? You know, as he said, the most egregious part of this is this quest to push through a political agenda on the deaths of children. That's just awful, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
But I think Andrew makes a very good point, and this is what I was trying to say, maybe not so eloquently before the break. Targeting security of schools, doing things that do a better job to protect people. I mean, listen, I mean, we had an incident in a school in North Dakota. I mean, we had one, what, a month ago. I mean, dealing with some of those issues, dealing with those things, but those are local control issues. And I don't think anybody's saying we should arm every teacher. I think we should allow local communities and local school boards to determine what safety steps they can take in place. But you know what? If you have a maintenance guy who's a 20-year retired police officer and served in the Marines before that in your local school, that's a much different situation than my good friend who's a fourth-grade teacher who's never done any of those things.
But wait a second. That's fine, and I get where you're coming from, because then you've got a whole nother basket of worms trying to figure out who's okay to have a weapon and who's not. That's part of the deal, is that we're going to debate every single aspect of the issue, but no one ever comes up with a solution. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Andrew. Kevin in Fergus Falls for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, 258-0550 today on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Kelly, for your position and your Scott. This is a little long. Bear with me. I live in Fergus. They had an all-grade school run. There were so many wonderful teachers, parents, stuff there. And we're wide open here. We had one police officer present, right? And when this is all going on and my heart breaks, all I know is that my son, who teaches second grade, and all the staff, I just want to salute the two teachers that were trapped in there, that laid down their lives for those kids. I'm sorry, this just breaks my heart. And Kelly, you're right. Locking down a school Well, what if you lock down a school and there's something crazy going on in the school and parents even wonder what's being taught to their kids, and then all of a sudden you got federal mandates and you can't even get in to see your kids or be present. Anyway, my heart is grieving. My heart is grieving. So, makes sense of that. But Kelly, you're right. Federal overreach is not the answer. And you're right too, Scott, that it's a matter of the heart. And how do you mandate or dictate God and the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not murder? I'll leave you with that. I'm sorry. I'm breaking.
No need to be sorry, Kevin. Any comment, Kelly?
No, I just think it's you have to. I mean, he's everything he said isn't wrong, and I mean we have a very unique lifestyle in North Dakota, and does not by any means make sense that we're immune to these types of things. But we have different needs, and different communities have different needs based on where they're at. And again, I just go back to a listen for all the philosophy, and even in concept, if you agree with some of these things, I've never seen one written that doesn't actually infringe that how it's written and how it will be implemented that will not infringe on somebody's Second Amendment right. Rights are messy. We're one of the only countries in the world that has a right to bear arms. I think we're one of only two in their constitution. This is uniquely different and from a purely government standpoint, and that whether you like the Second Amendment or not, it's part of the Constitution, and it has to be respected whenever you are doing anything that is moving forward with this stuff.
Texter says, you did not hesitate to send $40 billion to Ukraine that had to be rushed, but now we're concerned about government controlling the safety of our schools. That's why it keeps happening.
Listen, how you deal with foreign policy is actually the purview of the federal government. You cannot like my vote. I understand that. I will explain that vote anytime I have on this radio. I'm sure we will have this conversation again. How you deal with the local control of your school district and your school board is a very different mechanism in how the federal government interacts with the local government. It just is. They're two different baskets.
You bump into Nancy Pelosi in the hallway anytime soon. Her comments literally within hours of this happening yesterday was that this monstrous shooting stole the futures of precious children who will never experience the joys of graduating from high school, chasing the career of their dreams, falling in love, even starting a family of their own. I couldn't help but hear that and think, but it's okay to abort a baby. All that steals their futures too, so... I know that that's not exactly an easy target.
Those children don't matter, though.
To change of mind there.
These are the only...
I'll leave that one to you, Kelly, for the next time you get a chance to visit with her. But not sure that heart is open to that conversation anyway, but kind of a sad deal. Appreciate your time on a tragic day. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
28 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new hospital in Williston, North Dakota. A great sign for a great community of robust growth. And then we'll open up the phones some more to talk about this horrific day we wake up to in the United States of America. More after this.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it, or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As many as 50,000 migrants are waiting in Mexico shelters for a chance to illegally enter the United States. Thinking Title 42 was going to expire, when it didn't, they were caught off guard and will continue to wait. An 18-year-old gunman opened fire Tuesday at a Texas elementary school, killing at least 19 children at Robb Elementary School, 85 miles west of San Antonio. Uvalde, Texas School District Superintendent Hal Harrell on Tuesday.
This was a tragic and senseless event today, and my heart was broke today. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with all our families as we go through this day and days to come. Again, my heart was broken today. We're a small community, and we'll need your prayers to get us through this.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
$90 off slippers from MyPillow. The moccasins, the slip-ons. What a deal, my friends. That's right. $49.98. That's $90 off right now at MyPillow.com. Call 800-506-9028. All kinds of colors, all kinds of styles. We've all got them here and we love them. So we can unequivocally tell you, you're going to love your MyPillow slippers. I have actually a pair of the moccasins and the slip-ons. One
these
of each.
Are, yeah, and you look at the price and you go, well, but these things are built like a tank. I mean, they're going to last you forever.
They remind me of Uggs, actually.
Yeah, they're the thick soles. They're not like cheap slippers.
No, they're terrible.
Memory foam in them. They're phenomenal.
They really are. And right now, go to the Radio Listener Square. You have to go there. Otherwise, they'll show up at $69.99. If you want them for the $49.98, $90 off price, you go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. You'll find the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com, as well as FrankSpeech.com and MyStory.com, where they have all American-made products. Scott Hannon, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell with you today on What's On Your Mind. Back to your calls on the horrific school shooting in Texas coming up a little bit, and maybe we can talk about actual solutions, actual things that can be done and pushbacks against the political agendas that are coming forward. We'll do that. Also, there is a education roundtable happening West Fargo today, 11:30, the Rusted Recreation Center, 5:30 at the Avalon Events Center. Center of the American Experiments, John Hinderacher, here to talk about that. And also the effort, by the way, to try and cancel the venues because they're saying it's about white supremacy. When it's about preventing racist curriculum from getting into the schools. That's what it's about. And they're twisting this now to say, well, this is white supremacy. You can't make it up. We'll tell you about that coming up. Right now, let's talk about a new hospital. The Williston Hospital, groundbreaking for Sanford Health. The president, Dr. Todd Schaefer, with us today on the program. Dr. Todd, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And we got to recap this, but tell us a little bit about how the groundbreaking went.
So it was great to be up in Williston here a couple of weeks ago for the groundbreaking. We had the mayor that was up there with us on the stage. We had to move it indoors. The weather didn't cooperate really good. It was pretty rainy, but got some dirt moved indoors, and we're able to really felt great about announcing our arrival into the community of Williston. You know, these are conversations that we've been having for 4 years, and a lot of parties involved, a lot of moving parts, but we're finally at the point now where, you know, we broke ground on the clinic. and really excited to get up into the community of Williston. Long overdue. You know, they came to us 4 years ago and said, what would it look like for a partnership with Sanford in the city of Williston? And now we're finally at that point. So we're extremely excited to get going on the work up there.
What does this say about health care in North Dakota? I mean, this is obviously a nationwide concern over access to health care in rural America, and here you're adding the facilities and the plans on the table. Pretty extraordinary. What is it? What should we take away from this?
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, if you look at Sanford Health and our footprint, we cover over 200,000 square miles and over a million covered lives. And the majority of it is rural health care. So when we can affect the human condition anywhere throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, through a lot of Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, in our footprint, we're really excited to be able to do that. When we look at what we like to do, it's care close to home. If you're a patient that lives, whether, you know, you live in Rolla, North Dakota, Bismarck, North Dakota, or if you're living in the Twin Cities, you should have the same access to care, whether you're next to a skyscraper or a grain bin. So we look at care close to home. This helps enable that. You know, they do have medical coverage, in Williston, and, you know, they do a nice job, with what they're covering up there, but there are some gaps that the community has identified. And we feel that we can get up there and we can help cover those gaps. You know, to come from somewhere in northeastern Montana, northwestern North Dakota, even from there, it's a good 4 to 5 hours to get to Bismarck even. So, you know, we have a lot of great services and however, you still have to travel a great distance in order to get those. So what our vision for the Williston area is to have more of a regional hub to be able to get those services, whether it's follow-ups or primary appointments, outreach, all the different services that we're going to be able to offer, we'll be able to get that closer to home so patients don't have to travel so far in order to get those services.
Yeah, and of course, Western North Dakota growing to the extent it is. You know, you have the partnership in Watford City. You have obviously the new clinic coming here and more bricks and mortar in Williston as well. This isn't just about Williston and Watford City. This really is that whole eastern Montana, western North Dakota area that reduces travel time significantly to get the health care these folks deserve, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you look, you know, we have a clinic up in Minot, Watford City, like you said, over in Dickinson. So it really helps fill the void for that corner that's up near the Canadian border. And it's a lot of small towns around there as well. So, you know, in partnership with critical access hospitals and just really enhancing what's already up there is critical. To your exact point, you shouldn't have to travel that far in order to get access to those services. So it's another piece of the puzzle as we continue to expand our service area to take care of the citizens of North Dakota.
What is the timeline for the construction and the clinic, the opening and the ultimate plans there? What kind of agenda have you got as far as the opening of all this?
So this summer we're going to start with site work, doing some dirt work, and we're anticipating quarter one of 23, so kind of that January, February time frame to start with foundation work. And then you'll start to see some steel work going in throughout 23. And we'd like to have a good structure up to be able to work through the winter. And then we're looking at completion in quarter three, quarter four. So towards the end of 2024, we'll be in the building and seeing patients.
Dr. Todd Schaefer with us today, who is the president of Bismarck's Sanford's West Division, which is, of course, headquartered in Bismarck. Questions or comments on what's coming to Western North Dakota, certainly welcome in our remaining minutes here. I want to ask you just a little bit about a COVID update. Last time you were on, you gave us some positive signs of just where the numbers were at and tracking pretty much like you had predicted in the ramp down with the variant. You're starting to hear some national chatter now about hospitalizations coming back up. Are you seeing any of that locally?
So we are seeing just a slight uptick with what we're seeing in the hospital. We actually had several days where we had zero patients with active infectious COVID. We always have had a few patients with COVID that are more longer hospitalizations, but we had zero active infectious cases. And then we're kind of in that 1 to 2 range for about 2 to 3 weeks, and then week, we're actually seeing it more in that 4 to 5 range. So we're seeing a slow uptick, from what we're seeing, but not the same type of rapid surge that we saw with the original, the Delta, et cetera. But still, you know, something that we're monitoring very carefully. We do see trends going up nationwide, both with infections, but also with hospitalizations. So nothing where we're hitting the panic alarm yet. However, definitely want to, certainly encourage people to continue to take those precautions that are out there that we know that work. It's something that's, endemic. It's out there. We want to just make sure that we're doing all we can to prevent it from, getting another surge to where we need to, reenact a lot of the same types of measures to help control the spread.
How about clearing the backlog? I know that that a lot of unfortunate decisions were made to put off health care, and that created quite a taxing situation on health care as well. Is that backlog starting to clear a little bit now where you're catching up?
It is. So, when we saw the original surge, there was a lot of backlog with that. And if you look at the trends for a lot of different things, for preventative cares, those types of things have caught up very nicely. We're starting to see the same percentages of people, getting their colonoscopies, scheduling their mammograms, getting in, getting their physicals, their routine immunizations, all the different things that we help prevent care, prevent problems in the future. We're also seeing people, coming in and getting, their surgeries, whether they need a knee replaced or different things in that regard. So we are seeing a lot of business as usual to get back to where healthcare is. So you'll see some patients who are a bit hesitant to come in, but it is a lot less frequent than what we saw before. So we certainly continue to encourage people to get into their doctor and get their preventative healthcare needs addressed.
National media is making much of monkeypox that we're hearing about. What are your concerns in that regard, if any, for North Dakota?
Well, at this point in time, for North Dakota, we haven't seen any here. It's very much, which we continue to monitor. When you look at it, it's very much we talked about Ebola, lots to do with that, really concerned about what's going to happen with that. Few cases popped up in the United States, and we really took precautions to monitor and make sure that we inhibit the spread of it. So at this point in time, it's a wait and see and see where we're at with it. If you look at the two most recent concerns, Ebola, that, with the specific precautions taken, largely, really knocked that down in terms of not seeing a lot of it in the United States. And then, COVID, which you took precautions and it still surged and has continued to give us problems. So you kind of see both ends of the spectrum. And I think at this point in time, it's a little early to tell what's going to happen with monkeypox, but something that we're definitely monitoring very carefully and educating the public. So you see it in the national media. Hopefully people, if they have symptoms and signs that are consistent with it, that they get in to be seen immediately to make sure that we stay on top of it.
About a minute left. I'm curious how you're doing on recruiting nurses. That seems to be the main pain point. I know, obviously, doctors and, every level of care, obviously, is important, and everybody's having a workforce crisis, but nurses seems to be the one where there's a flat-out crisis. How's things looking on the overall effort there, Dr. Schaefer?
Well, I appreciate the question. If you look at, frontline workers, the backbone of our force, physicians and certainly nurses, are really the things that keep us moving. They're really the oil that runs the engine. So it couldn't be, happier, with the care that we received for the nurses. When you look at recruiting, we actually had a really nice recruiting year. We've partnered with local universities and have had a really, really nice, signing of nurses. So we have a nice class of new grads, that are coming out, that are going to join Stanford, that should be, orienting with us throughout the summer. When you look at other efforts, we're working with local schools to look at high school curriculum, healthcare careers. We're partnering with universities and really identifying those needs. And
got to do it, don't you? All hands on deck. Yeah,
going well.
And I love the strategy of growing our own. I really do. I think that's the long game for sure. Dr. Todd Schaefer, Bismarck, Sanford president. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time today.
I appreciate you having me on again. Have a great week.
You too. Take care. It's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business? Or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had a burger that was so good I can't even describe it at Petra Serve USA Valley City yesterday on my way back from the
flat top made to order.
It was made to order.
Oh yeah,
Valley Meats.
Yep.
And what would you like on it? Okay, some Swiss cheese, some raw onions. It did need ketchup or mustard. That's how good it was.
Oh yeah.
It was just unbelievable. They toast the bun. The whole thing is, I mean.
When we went to Sturgis a couple of years ago, we stopped there, and I hadn't had a burger there, but I totally agree. It was an awesome burger. Toasted bun gets me every time.
Crystal Lopez Martin was along. She had chicken pot pie.
Oh, that's good, too.
It's a special recipe they have there. Today at PetroServe USA, what do they have for you? They have In Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Exit 292 off I-94. Harwood, if you're traveling I-29, got the Harwood exit with Salisbury Steak. Sweetie's Meatballs, 12th and I-29. If you're on up to the Grand Forks area, don't forget Valley Dairy Stores are part of the PetroServe USA family. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, Swedish Meatballs or Cheeseburger and Fries. Lasagna, downtown Fargo on NP Avenue. Glendon Beef Stew today. Yulin Chicken Fettuccine. And the 45th Street Salisbury Steak today. At PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience pint. Buy two fresh-baked cookies and get one free. All right, folks. Three things I think we should do, and I welcome your input on this. Yay, nay, yes, no, maybe, you're crazy. Here's what we need to do, whatever. But here's my thought. Number one, we have to pray.
Always.
100%. Of course. But we have to pray specifically about this particular event and preventing them in the future and having the wisdom to do it.
Of course.
Praying for the comfort of these families. Yeah. Think of this. 19 families today, the ripple effect in Uvalde, Texas, all the way through America. 19 fourth grade children slaughtered. Two teachers. It's unbelievable.
The devil. That is evil. Evil walks among us.
23 souls left this earth. Now, for people who say, the slaughter, the inhumanity, you couldn't be more right. Understanding this is beyond our human comprehension. That's why I say we have to pray about it. To say, dear Lord, what are you sending us in the way of a message here? What do we need to learn from this?
And while you're at it, pray for Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore and Atlanta and L.A. and
where every evil
rears its ugly head.
Right. And I'm as worried about children at month six of their pregnancy as I am in the fourth grade, the fifth grade, the sixth grade. So there's something to add on to that prayer as well, because Fargo, North Dakota, every single week a kindergarten-sized class, their life has ended. So pray. Silence. Political chatter. Political opportunism. Just silence it. Just shush. And then
good luck with that.
At some point we have to act on the short game and the long game, in my mind. Aaron and Bismarck. That's my thoughts. I want yours.
Hello?
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Hi, Aaron. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just two quick things here. If you would have listened to the Buck and Clay show yesterday, they were covering this while it was happening. And the whole thing is that kid was in a police chase. He crashed by the school. That's why he ran into the school. This was not a plot to kill kids in the school. If he crashed by a bank, he would have ran into the bank. Item two, the media is going, oh, he bought all of his guns legally. Well, if he had a handgun, he is 18. He is not legal to buy a handgun. You have to be 21.
Okay. A point being what? I mean, he got into the school, so...
So any law or background check wouldn't have helped. If he had a pistol, he got it illegally.
I mean, I've heard the same thing about the 18-20. I don't think we know enough. I mean, that's why I say, just
stop.
Shush,
yes,
for a while till we sort all this out and figure it all out. But we know this. He got into a school, and he killed 19 fourth-grade kids.
Exactly. Yeah, that's terrible. But the media is flashing everything out, and somebody's got to put an end to this media craze where they set the rules for what's going on.
Appreciate your call, Aaron. Thank you. Texter says, I'm a retired veteran and a grandparent. I don't want a parent with children at home leaving children at home without a mother or father. They won't miss grandpa or be screwed up in their upbringing if I go. Just remember me fondly. It's the reason I never said no to a deployment. If I said no, someone else's family was going to sacrifice. I shot in close range military operations in urban terrain training. I instinctively went to my 9mm. I never miss. Never had a miss. 100% headshots, except staring up stair walls when I had 100% ball shots if I couldn't see a face. A wise friend of mine once said, never pick a fight with an old man. He won't fight you. He'll just kill you as quick as he can before you get the upper hand. Send me and all the veterans considered too old to do anything else. I'm willing. You know, I think there are a myriad of solutions here at the local level. At the send me patriots that want to help with this. And I do agree with Kelly Armstrong in that sense. You know, the idea that this immediately be a federal solution is a recipe for disaster. What's the local solution? More on that coming up.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pequitch in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pequitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.